$10.24 minimum wage is nearly $3 above the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Do you know, I remember in Florida, it used to be 50 cents an hour. That was minimum wage. Is that outrageous? That makes me sound real ancient, but really, I mean, we've come a long ways. Now, worker verification. Alabama, with the country's toughest immigration laws, going to require all employers who do business with any government entity to use a federal system known as E-Verify to check that all new employees are in the country legally.
I do not know why the politicians are resisting E-Verify. Almost all Americans think it's a great idea. Why do the politicians not want it?
Privacy. Privacy issues.
It's not a, you have
to. Oh, it's just getting us on Big Brother another way.
Oh, you know, everybody, you gotta, they have your social security number.
Put in
already.
Your social security number for everything now. I mean, we're in this big database. Georgia's putting a similar law into effect requiring any business with 500 or more employees to use E-Verify to check the employment eligibility in new hires.
500? That's only the big guys.
The requirement is being phased in with all employers with more than 10 employees, and that'll be included by July of 2013. Now, Tennessee is also going to require businesses to ensure employees are legally authorized to work in the U.S., but exempt employees with five or fewer workers and allow them to keep a copy of the new hire's driver's license.
Okay.
Which all new hires you have to give in Nevada. You have to give your driver's license.
Which doesn't do any good because in California they give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. Yeah,
anybody. A South Carolina law is going to allow officials to yank the operating licenses of businesses that don't check new hires' legal status through E-Verify. A federal judge last week blocked parts of the law that would have required police to check the immigration status of criminal suspects or people stopped for traffic violations that they might be in the country illegally, the profiling thing. And that would make it a crime for illegal immigrants to transport or house themselves. California is also addressing illegal immigration. The California Dream Act, we've heard so much about, expands eligibility for private scholarships to students brought to the country illegally when they were infants. The second part of the Dream Act, expanding eligibility for financial aid, is going to go into effect January 1, 2013. And additional legislation authorizes any student, including one without lawful immigration status, to serve in any capacity in student government. Interesting, huh? Okay.
They love to pass laws in California, don't they?
I know it. I know. There's more and more and more here in California. California law is going to add gays and lesbians and people with disabilities to the list of social and ethnic groups whose contributions must be taught in history lessons in public schools.
So, we all knew that was the beginning,
the law,
right?
Also bans teaching materials that reflect poorly on gays or particular religions.
So now that they've started requiring certain groups to be taught in the history classes, right, there's going to be no end to it. Every group is going to want to be in there.
Yeah, of course. In New Hampshire, a law requiring girls seeking abortions to tell their parents or a judge first was reinstated by conservative Republicans over a veto. They vetoed.
Where's this?
In New Hampshire.
Cool.
The state enacted a similar law 8 years ago, but it was never enforced. But now it's going to go into effect. In Arkansas, facilities that perform 10 or more non-surgical abortions a month, wow.
That's the pills.
Must be licensed by the state health department and be subject to inspections by the department. The same requirements faced by facilities that offer surgical abortions in the state. It affects two Planned Parenthood facilities that offer the abortion pill, though they are not singled out in statute.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Nevada's three-month-old ban on texting while driving will get tougher, with tickets replacing the warnings that police have issued since the ban took effect in October 1. And we knew that. And people, there's still two out of every five cars talking on their cell.
Right, but
texting.
It's more than just texting. You're not allowed to use the phone.
No, you're not allowed to even use your phone. But how they know? I put it down in my lap and turn on the speakerphone. In Pennsylvania, police are preparing to enforce
Did you hear that, officer?
In Pennsylvania, police are preparing to enforce that state recently enacted ban on texting. It was scheduled to take effect in spring, but that is going to begin tomorrow. Now, election changes. New laws requiring voters to present photo identification is going to go into effect in Kansas, Rhode Island, Tennessee, and Texas. A law in New Hampshire will require Election Day registrants who do not present a photo ID to return a mailing Identifying verification. Well, boo, boo, boo. Like they can't get it. They don't have it in their hand. That's crazy. An additional Tennessee law will require election officials to identify possible non-citizens who are registered to vote and require them to present proof of citizenship in order to remain registered. In Ohio, a measure that creates one primary in March instead of two that would cost the state an extra $15 million will go into effect later on in January, doubling their budget there. Budget woes. In Delaware, new state employees will have to contribute more to their pensions.
You know, that primary one, that sounds like an uninteresting one on your list, but that fascinates me how poorly run the primary system is.
Well, I know. That's what
it's just a mess, isn't it?
It's incredible. And then to incur more dollars because they're going to have two instead of one is...
And all the states are constantly arguing about who gets to go first. And then some states, you don't have to be registered with the party to go, so you can be a Democrat and go vote for the Republican.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous how the whole thing runs.
And all states are worrying about their budgets. Start right there, okay? But they're not. State workers hired after January 1 in Nevada will have to pony up for their own health care costs in retirement.
All of it or part of it or what?
State workers hired after January 1 in Nevada will have to pony up for their own care costs in retirement.
When they retire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Among federal laws, a measure Congress passed last week will extend Social Security tax cuts, federal unemployment benefit programs, raising insurance fees on new mortgages, and refinancing backed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the Federal Housing Administration by 0.1%. That starts tomorrow. That covers about 90% of them and effectively makes a borrower's monthly payment about $200,000 mortgage or refinancing about $17 a month more. Yeah, interesting. Other highlights by state. Alabama, new restrictions govern who can testify as an expert witness in civil and criminal trials. That's in a measure aiming to limit what critics call junk science.
Oh, there's a lot of that in the courtroom.
There's a bunch of
that. And it doesn't necessarily come from weirdos. The FBI has been involved in a scandal. There's a lot of people we thought knew what they were talking about, and they really didn't.
I know it. Don't have the right information.
You still see it in TV shows where they'll say, well, we identified the casing from that bullet as having come from a certain bullet. Well, that they did that for decades, and it all came from the FBI lab, and it all turned out to be false.
I know. It's crazy stuff. In California, employers cannot use consumer credit reports to evaluate job candidates except for some exempted positions or when employers obtain consent from applicants. So they can't do that anymore in California. Delaware, civil unions or domestic partnerships for same-sex couples are legalized.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Giving them the same state rights and obligations of those who are married, but clarifying that marriage is between a man and a woman. In Georgia, a new safety requirement for cities.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Didn't you just contradict yourself?
Civil unions. These aren't my words.
Civil unions.
Okay, these aren't my words. Yes.
Civil unions
or domestic partnership.
But not marriages.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay. New safety requirements for cities that allow drivers to steer their golf carts off the green and onto the road and multiple use paths, including brakes, reverse warning devices, and a horn. That's in Georgia.
Oh, Lord. So they're regulating the golf carts.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't they have anything to do?
They get in my way up where I live.
Do they really?
Yeah, honk at them. Get off the road. Get on the path. All right, in Illinois, people convicted of first-degree murder must be added to a new public database. I like this.
What?
Similar to the sex offender registry. When they're released from prison or any other facility, the database would include names, addresses, workplaces, schools attended, photos for offenders up to 10 years after their release.
My
Just
first question
track.
When I hear that is, if they're guilty of first-degree murder, why are they being released?
Because the prisons are overcrowded, JP.
Isn't that the ones we really want in there, though?
It's overcrowded.
First-degree murder means you premeditated it and killed somebody?
Here's my last one. It's for Nevada. The state attorney general gains new subpoena power to investigate open meeting law complaints and members of public bodies who knowingly participate in violations are subject to civil penalties of up to $500.
Civil? That means, wow.
Yeah. Music therapists and dietitians face new licensing requirements. Music therapists and dietitians. While educators must now undergo a criminal background check with their license before it can be renewed, fire performers and apprentices must apply to the state fire marshal for certificates of registration, and a statewide emergency alert system is established for vulnerable elderly people. That is the Silver Alert. Remember, we talked about that once on our show. So, and there's more and more and more. And you can go online and find out.
How many did you say? 40,000.
40,000 more than I...
Don't you just feel safer now?
I just feel so safe. I just can't even gag on it. That's it, boy. Look for the new year. We'll be right back with some of the people that we said goodbye to, many of our favorite people, when we continue with Broadview.
1270, The Buzz.
Looking for a fantastic location with a showroom, warehouse, or offices? How about signage to more than 200,000 cars a day? Keep your company's name on your customer's mind with more than 200,000 cars a day driving right by your sign. Matley Properties has office, retail, showroom, and warehouse available with signage to Highway 395. Current tenants include Pacific Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, Mattech Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Matley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Matley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Matley Properties can do for you. At 848-9064. Matley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
Are you the best salesperson you know? We're looking for absolute superstar salespeople here at Reno Media Group. A diamond in the rough. If you're the type to settle for mediocre, don't even bother contacting us. We only hire the best outside salespeople for our team. We want a person with professional polish, an outgoing and fearless personality, and the absolute drive to win every time, no matter what. Is that you? We don't hire backgrounds. We hire top producing salespeople. So young or old, if you have the stuff, we'll know it immediately. We have an excellent pay structure for top producers, and there's plenty of opportunity for upward mobility. Build an empire within our fine progressive media company. Our training and our systems are second to none. If you can quickly build rapport with local businesses and business owners and have the desire to make six figures a year, then call me today. 343-5500. That's 343-5500.
Reno Media Group is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and thank you for joining us. December 31st, 2011. Whew, boy.
Happy New Year's.
Coming down. Coming down, boy.
Since this show started, I've gotten two emails from Barack Obama asking for $3, and probably 20 of them over the last week. He's on a $2 million vacation, and he's asking me for $3.
It all starts with $3, let me tell you, or a cup of coffee. Well, in 2011, we said goodbye to icons of every kind, actors, musicians, reality stars, wrestlers, producers, and a whole lot more. And right now, we just want to pay tribute to some of those that we lost this year. First, I'm going to mention Amy Winehouse. I had just become a fan. I
mean, still bothers you, doesn't it?
Oh, it just bothers me. I mean, I spent literally 3 weeks listening to all her tunes. You know, there's just some that do that to you. She was just such a talent, so self-destructive.
Yeah.
But such a poet and a great songwriter. And what a soulful voice she had. I loved her beehive hairdo. She never did behave, but she had that beehive hairdo. But she won a Grammy for Back to Black, and she will be missed. 27 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor. Wow. A childhood favorite from
Nashville.
That's
one of those
Velvet.
Ones that when they die, I was surprised they were still alive.
I mean,
I hadn't heard anything from about her for so long.
She was only 79 years old. Mm-hmm. How old's your mother?
92.
See what I'm saying?
Almost 93.
How could you forget Elizabeth Taylor? Her career spanned 7 decades. She was an Oscar-winning actress, starring classics like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Cleopatra. What a wonderful movie that was. And one of the most expensive ever made. Long list of credits. She was just wonderful. And married 8 times. She just was practicing.
8 times?
Practicing,
wow.
Practicing.
2 of them to the same guy, so maybe that's only,
yeah,
she was, shouldn't count.
No. She was married 8 times to 7 husbands. Yeah. Also a great humanitarian. She co-founded American's Foundation for AIDS Research. After struggling with health problems for much of her life, she finally succumbed to heart failure. And then Steve Jobs, of course, October 5th, he was 56 years old, co-founder and chairman, CEO of Apple. He's listed as an inventor on more than 300 U.S. patents, including the iPod, iPhone, iPad. 7 years after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, he died of complications from the disease. Peter Falk, you know Columbo?
Oh, I didn't
Peter
know that.
Peter Falk, yeah, he was 83 years old. Of course, we all remember that. He also starred in the big screen in movies like Murder, Inc., Pocketful of Miracles, The Princess Bride. He died of cardiovascular problems and pneumonia. He was really on the onset of Alzheimer's. Clarence Clemons.
Who's that?
The saxophone player. You would know nothing about music. I'm surprised you even knew who Amy Winehouse was. Clarence Clemons. He was 69 years old, simply as the big man. He was an integral member of the Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band for 40 years. Soulful saxophone can be heard on Born to Run, Thunder Road, Dancing in the Dark. And also, he did a music video with Lady Gaga for The Edge of Glory. He will be missed, but we still have his music. Betty Ford, of course, 93 years old, the wife of President Gerald Ford. She served as the First Lady from 74 to 77, 19, that is. Over the course of her life, she put a face to 2 formerly taboo ailments, breast cancer and alcoholism.
Yeah.
An addiction. Yeah.
She had guts. She just came right out and told everybody.
Yep. Betty Ford. And then she created the Betty Ford Center, which has helped just millions of people. Andy Rooney, age 92.
I thought he just retired.
No.
Oh, that's right. He retired and died shortly afterwards.
Yeah. 92 years. It happens. 33 years. He was 33 years. He'd been in the segment of CBS 60 Minutes. A Few Minutes with Andy Rooney. His segments earned him 3 Emmys over the course of his career. Less than a month after his last 60 Minutes appearance, he died complications of some minor surgery. Phoebe Snow.
Who's that?
Phoebe Snow. She died. She was 60 years old. Bluesy singer, songwriter. You don't remember Poetry Man? Yeah, the Poetry Man. Ooh, make things all right.
I remember that, yeah.
She died from complications caused by a stroke in January. Jerry Rafferty, 63 years old, Scottish singer-songwriter, Stuck in the Middle with You. Remember that in Baker Street?
Baker Street.
Also, Gary Moore, 58 years old. He split his career between performing as a solo artist, played the guitar with Thin Lizzy, but he was just an awesome blues singer and guitar player. He died of a heart attack while on vacation in Spain. Andrew Gold, 59 years old. Do you remember Thank You for Being a Friend and Lonely Boy and a lot of golden hits for him. He died in his
sleep. Were you on a website for musicians who died? Or?
No. I just love them. Eleanor Mondale. She was 51. She was the daughter of former Vice President Walter Mondale.
Oh, yeah.
She was an on-air personality for E! Entertainment, ESPN, and this morning on CBS, she died of brain cancer. There's so many. There was like 70. Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne was 96 years old. And for over 70 years, he pioneered to get into shape.
And he's still doing push-ups.
Bubba Smith, 66, he died. Bubba Smith, we all know him, sports. Jane Russell.
Wow.
David Nelson. James Arness. Harry Morgan. Cliff Robertson. Don Kirshner. And Jackie Cooper. All will be missed. Well, thank you very much for joining us on this edition of Broadview, the last day of 2011. We appreciate you being here, and we'll be back with you in the new year with some new stuffs and our new webcam.
Oh, boy, you could be able to see us.
Thank you, JP, and thank you to Clayton for being a great producer today. Appreciate you a lot. You're listening to KBZZ Sparks Reno. Your news is next, right here on an Americom broadcasting station.